This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces have stepped up their battle to capture the few remaining cities in eastern Ukraine that are not already under their control, while continuing to fire on towns and villages in the country's north and south. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Russian shelling in the southern city of Mykolaiv saw several injured, many of them children, all of whom were said to be in a serious condition. Similarly, a five-story apartment building and private homes in the nearby town of Voznesensk were badly damaged. A Ukrainian airstrike hit a Russian military base in the largest Russian-occupied city in the southern Zaporizhia region. The Ukrainian military said intensified combat took place around the small city of Bakhmut. The capture of Bakhmut would enable Russia to threaten the two largest remaining Ukrainian-held urban centers in the eastern Donbas region. I'm Karen Chamas.
More than a dozen people have been killed in an attack on a hotel in Mogadishu, the Somalian capital. Witnesses told VOA's Somali service that they heard two or three blasts near the Hyatt Hotel Friday evening. AP reported that gunfire could still be heard early Saturday as police tried to flush the attackers out of the hotel. A police officer told Reuters News Service that one car bomb hit near the hotel and another hit the hotel's gate. Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the blasts. The group, which has been waging an insurgency in Somalia for about 15 years, often targets cafes and hotels like the Hyatt in Mogadishu that are patronized by political and security officials. At least 32 people were killed in southeast Turkey Saturday when vehicles crashed into first responders who were attending earlier accidents, according to authorities. More on that and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A federal judge has given the U.S. Justice Department 1 week to redact an affidavit used to justify the recent search of former President Donald Trump's Florida residence before the rest of the document could be made public. The documents being sought by a group of news outlets following the unprecedented search that was carried out on August 8th as part of an ongoing federal investigation of Trump's handling of classified documents that he took to Mar-a-Lago. The court-issued warrant used to search Trump's residence was unsealed last week. It showed Trump is under investigation for several potential crimes, including obstruction of justice and a possible violation of the Espionage Act. That law makes it a crime to obtain and release national defense information that could be used to harm the United States. The French news agency is reporting more than 10% of a UNESCO-listed biosphere reserve has been destroyed by fires that tore through northeastern Algeria and killed at least 38 people. If that figure is accurate, it means that the burned area of the park alone is almost double what the Civil Defense Service said had been destroyed throughout Africa's largest country since June. AFP cited Rafik Baba Ahmed, former director of the El Kala Biosphere Reserve, with that information. Algeria's fire service on Saturday said most of the fires there had been put out. Don't dawdle with the latest Apple update. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has the reason why.
If you haven't installed Apple's latest security patch,
it is really, really important that you run the update as soon as possible.
Lisa Plagemeyer, who's the executive director of the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Not only are you telling the good people of the world that they need to patch, but you're also making it very public to people with malicious intent that this could be exploited.
Without the latest update, a hacker could take total control of most Apple devices, allowing them to impersonate you and run any software in your name. I'm Shelley Adler.
Thousands of people gathered at the Zulu Royal Palace in South Africa Saturday to witness the crowning of a new king in the country's richest and most influential traditional monarchy. Misuzulu Zulu, age 47, ascended to the throne once held by his late father, Goodwill Zwelithini, during traditional ceremonies. The new sovereign, wearing a traditional leopard skin, promised to work to unite the Zulu nation. The title of king does not bestow executive power, but the monarchs wield great moral influence over more than 11 million Zulus. They make up nearly a fifth of South Africa's population. And once again, our top story, Russian forces have stepped up their battle to capture the few remaining cities in eastern Ukraine. Via remote